This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Sharp Money is presented by Zyn Nicotine Pouches, America's number one nicotine pouch. Find out more at Zyn.com. As we welcome you back, hour three on a Thursday, that means Brennan White, of course. Hope you're doing well. Of course, you got Game 3 Stanley Cup Final tonight in Edmonton. And then we'll talk about, of course, this NBA Finals as well. DraftKings Intelligence Manager Brennan White. Brennan White 14 on Twitter, and he joins us on the Progressive Guest Line. Hi, Brennan. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Thank you. Got plenty to cover here. Let's start with the basketball from last night. You end up closing three. Was it, again, a great performance? The tougher team won. Those kids are growing up there in Boston. But was there a decision last night on game three?
Yeah, there was. I think last week we mentioned that we'd very much be needing the Celtics and the under for this series. And we actually saw that change for game three with Dallas at home down two games. We saw a ton of public money come in on Dallas, and I think pushed that line from 1.5 to three. We turned out okay, considering that, you know, the game did go under, and Doncic fouling out late in the game was actually very good for us because it meant he didn't get to 30 points. I think all the other stars got to 30, so would have been some SGP losses there, but all things considered, turned out pretty well. We're seeing similar patterns for game four, where there's some public interest on Dallas at home. I think, you know, again, our preference here is for this series to go as many games as possible. But if the Celtics do end up closing it out and we do get another under, overall we'll do pretty well.
The move to three, was that contingent upon the Porzingis news, or were you headed there anyway?
I think it's a little bit of both. Porzingis was probably worth half a point to a point, although we sort of projected that he wasn't 100% to play when that 1.5 was up. I also think the impact that he has on this series was pretty big in games one and two, but I'd expect Dallas to, you know, make adjustments as the series went on. So perhaps, you know, even if he did play hobbled, it might not have had the same impact as he had earlier in the series.
Let's talk about tomorrow night for game four. Where'd you open, and are they betting it? Which way is it going?
Yeah, we opened this one at one, currently sitting at one. Total's 211.5, which honestly still feels kind of high to me. All these games have been extremely slow-paced, especially the fourth quarters. If it happens to be close, I expect, you know, that trend to continue. So we've seen some sharp action on the under. I wouldn't be surprised if it got lower before the game tipped. And once again, yeah, a lot of public money on Dallas as short home favorites. I think whether Porzingis plays game four or not, we'll probably have a position where we'd like the Celtics.
Okay. Brennan White joining us here from behind the book there at DraftKings. Stanley Cup final tonight, Edmonton. I can't wait for it. Are you $1.35 as Edmonton favored?
At the moment, we are sitting -142 on Edmonton. I believe that's the worst price in the market, and that is because we can only take money on one side here. I think this is an interesting situation where obviously they've not looked as good as the Panthers so far this series, but part of that is because Bobrovsky is playing out of his mind. Obviously, with Barkov playing and Draisaitl avoiding a suspension, we're sort of sitting at pretty close to our true price here. But there is quite a bit of liability on Edmonton to get it done. So we're looking for a little bit of buyback on Florida if we can get it.
We've stuck at 5.5, Brennan, as far as the total through the three. The under is juiced. Are you juiced to 130? And do you have action either way on that 5.5?
We are juiced to 130. The actions on the under, obviously the way the series has played out so far and the way the Panthers grind out these games, I think that we'll probably need the over, which is rare. However, there's a huge jump from going to 5.5 to five, partially because that 2-2 overtime ends up as a five-goal game. And so I think you'll likely see, even for the rest of the series, five not be touched and just more juice being added to the under 5.5.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, I'm a soccer nerd, so maybe I'm the only one that cares. I know people in other parts of the world care. The Euros get started tomorrow. I feel like DraftKings does pretty well with the soccer volume. What's the take on the Euros?
Yeah, we're expecting it to be really big. Soccer's been a core part of our business for the last few years. It's right up there with things like MMA and NHL, even with most of our audience being in the States. The Euros get a ton of attention. The sort of time difference helps a lot, where you have games early on weekdays for people to bet on that they can watch, which is pretty rare for soccer. Also, big action on, you know, Portugal and Ronaldo and sort of the star players, as well as Germany, who's the host country for this one. And so I think any games that those two teams play in will do a ton of handle.
U.S. Open, you dipped to 280 on Scheffler, correct? How was the betting on the U.S. Open before the tournament started?
It's such a weird climate in golf betting now, with Scheffler being as dominant as he is. It's almost like you have to start there. What's Scheffler versus the field? And then sort of figure out how tolerant people are of taking these really short odds for golf outrights, which, you know, predominantly is people looking for big payouts. And he's been so good that we keep taking money on him. There's kind of not a price we could put him at where we won't have liability. So a lot of it is just testing the waters and seeing, you know, how low we can go. It looks like, you know, so far we're going to end up in a pretty good spot, considering he is quite a few strokes back, but, you know, anything can change. It's day one, but certainly hoping that he doesn't win this one.
Yeah, he's one over right now through 13. Your leader, Cantlay, at 5 under. Wow, round of 65 today. Rory in the mix. He's 3 under, I believe, through 13. Bryson, who's been playing well, he's also 3 under through 12. Finau's in the mix as well, so we'll keep you updated as far as the U.S. Open just getting underway today. Okay, we've gotten to know Brennan a little bit here, DraftKings intelligence manager. I want to go to something that you're embarking on, and that is the next few weeks you're off to play golf in Scotland and then travel Europe. I don't know if you've done this before. I don't know who you're going with, so maybe you can fill us in. I think for most people, this is like the dream to go play these links courses in Scotland and maybe Ireland and England. So give us the backstory here.
Yeah, of course. I'm a huge golfer. I have been all my life. It was the sport I was best at growing up. It was the activity I spent the most time on. And that all came from my dad. And I've been lucky enough to, you know, be his guest on lots of golf trips, and now have, you know, the ability to be the one that plans it and takes him. So he's 69 now. This was his sort of combined birthday, Father's Day present. We're going to be traveling to Crail and St. Andrews in Scotland, and then heading up to the Highlands, playing Royal Dornoch and some other courses up there. We've gone once before. We've done sort of dipped our toes in Scotland and Ireland, but really looking forward to getting to play all these courses that we've seen on TV, courses that we know all the holes of, but haven't gotten a chance to play. So that's going to be incredibly exciting. Although it does look like the weather is going to be stereotypical Scottish weather, so have to pack accordingly.
Wow. So this is so cool. So you're going to play the old course, St. Andrews?
We are. Yes.
Oh my God. Have you played it before?
Yeah, I've played it once, although it was in the winter when rates are reduced and tee times are more available, and there was some snow on the ground. So this would be a more true-to-form experience, I think.
Yeah, I would say that's probably at the top of every golfer's bucket list. Just, I mean, really what you're maybe you can help us understand, like, just the aesthetic. Like, everything's so much older, and there's so much, it's so steeped in history and the architecture. Give us a feel for it.
It's crazy, right? You know, evaluating it as a modern golf course is sort of not the approach you want to take. It certainly has its charms, but the real enjoyable part is all the history, all the things that you remember from watching tournaments on TV, all the stuff that goes back hundreds of years. And they certainly do a good job of playing that up and focusing on the tradition. And I think the really cool part is being able to just enjoy a round of golf with all these other people who are having an experience that's on their bucket list, right? At this point, I'd say at least half of the people that are playing that course are tourists, and it's probably the only time they're going to get to play the course in their lives. So being part of that collective experience is really enjoyable.
And Royal Dornoch, isn't that on the water? Have you played that one before?
Haven't played that one. Really looking forward to it. And yeah, different view for sure with being on the coast. But I think one of the cool things about Lynx Golf is obviously the idea is design the course to fit the land. And so you get all these different experiences based on, you know, what country and what parts of the country you travel to. And every course is its own challenge. So really looking forward to that.
Well, listen, that's so cool. Father's Day coming up as well. Soak it all in. That is freaking awesome. Enjoy yourself, Brennan White, DraftKings Intelligence Manager. And we'll speak to you when you get back, but you and your father travel safely and enjoy it.
Thanks so much. We'll talk when I'm back.
Okay, will do. Thank you, Brennan. Appreciate it. Brennan White, DraftKings Intelligence Manager. That's tremendous. You know what? Very uplifting show if you think about the experiences we've had here. We had Josh coming back talking about an African safari. You could tell there was a rejuvenation from Josh. And then Brennan now taking his 69-year-old father out to Scotland and then travel Europe. Pretty cool. Very cool. And remember, you can always get your dad Omaha Steaks and get $10 off. Be soon. John Bowman coming up. We'll give you some college baseball winners next. Sharp Money presented by Zinn.
Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, VSiN.com. It's brand new, great on the mobile. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, and betting guides. Make sure you bookmark it. It's VSiN.com. Okay, John Bowman. Baseball with Bowman, former Major League Baseball scout, college baseball handicapper as well. I'll say this about John Bowman. He has been such a great part of the team. He's even on the graphic for the family vids, and he's been hot with the baseball, both Major League Baseball and college baseball. You can find John on Twitter at JohnBowman11, and he's brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line. So first off, thank you for being flexible today. It's nice to see you, John. You've got some Major League Baseball plays coming up, but let's start with college baseball. It feels like this year there's more buzz than ever. I think betting probably has a little something to do with it, if we're being completely honest. But why don't we start here? How did we get to where we are in college baseball, and what's coming up starting tomorrow?
Yeah, so thank you guys for having me on, of course. But yeah, the College World Series is coming up starting tomorrow. We've got 8 teams left. We started with 64. We already had regionals, and that was a double elimination, 4 teams in each region bracket. Then the winner of all those regionals played another winner of the regionals, and those are called super regionals. So there were 16 teams in that. They were all 3-game series, best of 3. And all those winners are now making it to Omaha at the College World Series. So there are 8 teams left, and it's double elimination on both sides until we get a winner. And then those 2 winners square off in the College World Series finals and next Saturday.
So, and you mentioned it during the break, of the 8 teams, you feel like this is completely wide open.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this is the first year. I don't want to butcher the exact year, but it's been something crazy, like 80 years since we've had only 2 conferences in the College World Series. And it's just ACC and just SEC, 4 SEC teams, 4 ACC teams. So there's not really a Cinderella this year. You know, any team has, I will say every team has the talent to do it. They can win. It's just who gets hot right now. And, you know, who has some guys pitching and who has some guys hitting, but I legitimately think any team has a chance to win.
Right now over at DraftKings, as you mentioned, just 2 conferences, you can bet the SEC or ACC to win the College Baseball World Series. 8 teams remain. The SEC is -195, so favored there. ACC +160. Do those odds feel right to you?
I think so. I think they're slightly short on the SEC. The SEC has won, I believe it's four of the last five College World Series overall. So I think they should be close to maybe 75%, close to an implied line of minus 300. So there is a little bit of value if you want to go find that. And I know we've talked about it before, but you can find value on, you know, heavy favorites if you think that the implied percentage is way higher. So I know we've talked about that on this show before, whereas some people think that, you know, you just finding value is your underdogs, but you can find value on heavy favorites like that too.
No, I love it. And let's start with not necessarily a overly heavy favorite, but it's an 11 a.m. game tomorrow. That's why we had John on today to kind of get you set up for this. And you're going to lay it with North Carolina. It's Virginia and North Carolina, and it's minus 135 on North Carolina here.
Yep. First game of the College World Series tomorrow, Virginia, North Carolina. I like North Carolina. I think they're the best ACC team left in this tournament. They've got a very good lineup. They've got the superstar in Vance Honeycutt, a very good lineup top to bottom, 1 through 9. They're a little young. Their starting pitching staff, they've got a freshman in there, Jason DeCaro. Shea Sprague is likely going to go tomorrow. I'm not sure if they've announced the starting pitching matchups yet, but it should be Sprague against Evan Blanco, would be my guess for Virginia. And Virginia, Blanco's a solid starter. Virginia can really hit. They've got a good lineup as well. But I think the difference between these two teams is the bullpens. I mean, UNC has a couple guys they can go to, Matt Matisse, Dalton Pence. They have a couple relievers that they can really rely on, whereas Virginia doesn't necessarily have that. They've kind of had just their starters that they're relying on right now and not necessarily that shutdown reliever. So with the margins so thin already in the College World Series and all these teams so good, I think that makes a difference in the bullpen for UNC.
Beautiful. North Carolina, $1.35. John Bowman, Baseball with Bowman, joining us here on Sharp Money. Let's get to Major League Baseball, and you like the Phillies. The Phillies are a monster right now. You got Nola on the bump tonight at Boston, minus 108 on the Phillies here.
Yeah, so I like the Phillies today. It's Aaron Nola against Tanner Houck. Aaron Nola's pitched 5 straight quality starts. Tanner Houck's pitched 4 straight quality starts. So both these pitchers have been pitching very well overall. Houck actually has a 1.91 ERA on the season, but he's just 6-5. And so what that tells me is the Red Sox aren't giving him much run support, because even if he's pitching this well and the Red Sox aren't scoring a lot of runs, he's coming out of the game and they're being down and they're not coming back in them. So Alec Baum is out for the Phillies. So that is a big worry, but I still think and JT Realmuto was out of the IL a couple days ago. So that's really the worry on the Phillies side, but the Phillies bullpen has been so dominant overall lately. I still think they get this win, and I like the value with them as underdogs.
Okay. Beautiful. Later tonight, you've got the Rangers at the Dodgers. I think you're going run line, lay the 1.5 with Grove and the Dodgers.
Yeah, so I like Dodgers too tonight. Michael Grove, it's likely going to be a bullpen game for the Dodgers. My guess is they bring in Yarbrough for the bulk innings, and we know how bad the Rangers have been against lefties this season. They're bottom third in the league against lefties in weighted on base average. The Dodgers have their full bullpen available to come in too. They scored 15 runs a couple of nights ago. Yesterday, they got a lot of Rangers bullpen pitching, and they just couldn't cash in on it. Michael Lorenzen starting for the Rangers, and he has been pitching solid lately, but the Rangers bullpen hasn't been very good, and I think that's going to come back to bite them. I don't think they'll be able to be that consistent 2 days in a row.
Okay, let's stick with that one. And attacking the bullpen, we'll go to the Rangers, and you've got a player prop here, Corey Seager, over 1.5 total bases.
Yeah, so Corey Seager was red hot. He went on the IL, didn't go on the IL. He got hurt about a week ago and was out of the lineup for a series, I want to say, 5 games or so. And he was just added back into the lineup yesterday against the Dodgers, his former team. And of course, in one of his at-bats, he hits a 3-run home run, and that ends up being the difference in a 3-2 game. So Corey Seager was red hot before he got hurt. He came back, he hit home run. He's back where he came up with the Dodgers. He's playing against his former team. At plus money, I think that's a great look, especially against the Dodgers, who are going with, pretty much a bullpen game today. So he's going to face a lot of different pitchers. Not necessarily good to look at matchup stats for this one, but I think Seager's going to barrel one up and stay hot.
Yeah, I like that Seager play. I'm just taking a look before we say goodbye at the championship odds for the College World Series. So Slight favorites, Tennessee plus 290. Texas A&M 3-1 right behind them. And then right behind them, Kentucky at 4-1. Are those the rightful three kind of shorter favorites there?
I think so. So Tennessee is really the only, I guess, complete team you could say left in the tournament. Both very good at pitching and very good at hitting. A lot of the other teams, and this isn't usual for this tournament, are mostly hitting. Usually the teams with good pitching make it deep. The problem, Texas A&M, very good team. The only problem is they just had Braden Montgomery, one of their, arguably their best player, get hurt. He broke his ankle in the Super Regional. He's out this entire tournament. Their number two starter, Shane Sadow, he's also out. He left his start in the Super Regionals after about an inning. He's going to be out for the entire College World Series. So Texas A&M is a very good team, and I honestly thought that they would be the best look on that side of the bracket, but they're dealing with some injuries right now that they're going to have to overcome. And then Kentucky's also up there because that side of the bracket that they're on with Texas A&M, Florida, and NC State is more weak. Florida was 28-27 this year. They were the last team to make it in the tournament. NC State's a solid team, but they really don't have much pitching at all. I don't think they're going to be too much of a threat this tournament. So that's why Texas A&M and Kentucky are up there on that side, and Tennessee on the other side, because they're, like I said, probably the only complete team left.
Beautiful. All right. Well, enjoy the baseball. So again, Phillies tonight, Seager over a base and a half, Dodgers lay a run and a half, and North Carolina minus $1.35 to kick off the College World Series in Omaha tomorrow. John, you're the best. Appreciate all your effort here. John Bullman, Baseball with Bullman, at John Bullman 11 on Twitter. Appreciate you, John. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
As always, thank you for joining. Progressive Guest Line brings you Mr. Bullman. Bullman's been doing a great job for us, big guy. Not just the baseball as far as Major League, but the college baseball. I mean this when I say, and again, you don't want to put too much of an emphasis on the betting, although we are a betting network. The buzz has been legit with this college tournament, and I do think a lot of it has to do with the fact that people are getting on their apps and having some fun, no?
Yeah, and Bullman, by the way, 4-2 over his last six on the show, and also just a member of the family, and that's what matters to us.
Job.
A great member of the family plays. Yeah, no, I've been dead wrong about college baseball. I didn't think people care. Viewership is way up across the board. People care, and it's because you can place a couple bucks on it and watch.
I give all credit to John Bullman. Bullman is carrying the flag for college baseball, deservedly so. I'm going to back him. He's been hot on the show. We're coming back with another very hot handicapper, and that is Aaron Halterman. Next, Sharp Money.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you sign up to become a VSiN Pro, you can check out the leaderboard. And our next guest is always near the top of the leaderboard. You know, the plus money prince, Aaron Halterman, the big guy as well, Samich. They're always battling. You can sign up right now, 13 months for $199, so you get a free month. VSiN.com/subscribe. Get the picks, get the splits, get the guides, get everything we offer. To unlock the deal, use the promo code SHARP. VSiN.com/subscribe. Dustin Sweetelson, Blue Steel. I know that's right. They're in Vegas. I'm Patrick Maher live from Los Angeles. We're going to bring in part of the family here. Aaron Halterman, of course, RacingDudes.com. Dudes Who Bet Sports. Had a long weekend at Saratoga for Belmont Weekend. And that's where we should start. Progressive Guest Line, of course, brings you the Prince. So we should start there. I'm always attentive. And you had a long weekend in Belmont. We received a lot of text messages, which were absolutely entertaining. And then on Monday, you get back home, say hi to wifey, and ship us a family play because you're on top of it. Nobody works harder than you. But one thing stood out in the video. One thing. You were banged up. Because that was a long weekend, and your voice had the residuals of somebody that had been tying it on at Saratoga Springs. Is that fair?
It's very fair. I sounded like a lifelong smoker. That's what my wife told me anyway. So, yeah, listen, we had the best time, and we maybe had a little bit too good of a time to reel back on a Monday and have a great video. Even though I want to point out, it may not have been my best video, but it was a win at least. So yes, we had that going for us, guys.
And you gave us a Wednesday winner yesterday. Again, he doesn't say Wednesday like the rest of society. He says Wednesday, and you got a winner last night. We used to call it party girl voice, where we'd be out with the girls, they'd be screaming and partying, and then you wake up the next morning, it's all raspy. I mean, you and my good buddy Jared really tied one on. Tell us about Saratoga.
Oh, dude, it was amazing. It really was. So we went Friday, the day before the Belmont, and that's when things got crazy because there wasn't as many people there. And like, we've been to Saratoga a bunch. We're experienced, so we know where to go to get the drinks the fastest. And then one of our buddies had a wristband where he could go in and get free drinks. So of course, like, he was bringing out four at a time out of this bar and giving them away. So I think from like probably noon to six while we were at the track, we had a drink in our hand the whole time. So, yeah, it was crazy. We saw a great performance with Torpedo Anna, who might be the best three-year-old in the country. She's a female and still might be better than the boys. So we had a great time. We were out late. And then Belmont Day, we were starting to do the same thing, and then it got packed. Like, it was crazy busy at the track because, listen, it was epic. The last five or six races on that card were amazing. So didn't get as drunk Saturday, thankfully, but Friday was an all-timer. It was probably top five all-time, especially for some of us in the group that's not Jared and I, actually. Somebody else we talk about on the show a little bit got one tied on. I won't mention her name, but anyway, it was Friday. It was a great.
Well, I think I know where you're going with that one.
I think he might be talking wifey.
That leads me into this question, because for those that did not catch this, the night you met your wife, there were quite a few drinks had, and you're saying this is one of the drunkest nights of your life. So is this drunker than the night you met your wife?
No. Listen, there's spring break drunk, and then there's just racetrack drunk. So it's two different things, right? It's hard to kind of compare the two. I think from a racetrack standpoint, if we're going to break this down Somich style, from a racetrack standpoint, it was top five. But you can't compare a racetrack to spring break. So,
well, Ms. Halterman, you deserve it, okay? You live with a better, okay? She deserved to let loose. I don't think there's any doubt there. I'm glad you guys had a great time. And racingdudes.com had a great weekend, though the Belmont, nobody expected Donk Knock.
I mean, what is going on with these Triple Crown races? You're right. Like, Friday was a great day. Saturday leading up to the Belmont, we're having a big day. And it's like, man, it's all going right. I know we've sucked the last two Triple Crown races, as have many, but I knew we were going to get this one right. Mindframe, Sierra Leone, that's two horses I really needed to win. Felt really good about it. Of course, they run second and third to Dornock, who I wouldn't bet was stolen money. Like, there was 10 horses. He was probably like the eighth choice for me. And he wins, and that's the story of the whole Triple Crown. Having a really good day, you get to the big one, and it's like, how did that happen? And if you weren't really following it, Dornock, his last two races, he was nowhere to be found. He wasn't even close. And then he comes in here and he wins. Of course, Mindframe should have won the race. He totally blew it. He takes the lead, and then he just takes a hard right turn for what, like 100, 200 yards, and loses the race, basically. So that sucked. But anyway, it was still good. But yeah, walked out of there just like, I didn't understand this Triple Crown at all this year. It was frustrating.
Well, great job, racingdudes.com. Unfortunate to throw Heather Halterman under the bus, which is, you don't love to see it from her husband, but we play on. Okay, that's a bad job by you, though. You'd be sleeping on the couch tonight. Tonight, we are on the Cats. However, you're using your reasonable and objectionable brain here, and you said, look, Florida's the better team, but you're not betting them tonight. Why?
Okay, so here's the situation that I'm personally in. I've got a future wager on them to win the Stanley Cup. And so a win tonight means a hell of a lot more to me than just the plus 115 that they currently are. And here's the deal. I have ultimate confidence in the Panthers. I have from the beginning, obviously. But if they're going to lose a game in this series, it's this one, in my opinion. You're going to get everything Edmonton's got. And you watch the first two games. Edmonton actually was the better team in game one. Panthers substantially better in game two. You get to game three. Edmonton has the last change, which means they're going to get the matchups they want. I've just got a feeling this might be one where the Oilers can get the Panthers. I still have full confidence Panthers are going to win the series. And look, if the Panthers do win, I'm still going to be smiling. It means they're going up 3-0. And it basically means they've got this thing in the bag, and this future wager on the Panthers is going to cash. So in my situation, I don't really feel like I want to chase that plus money price in the one game where I think it is questionable that the Panthers get this done tonight. So I went with the over 5.5. And the reason why I did it, I just feel like the Oilers have got to open the game up. And I think with getting the last change, getting the matchups they want, the game's going to be a little bit more wide open. But you hedge a little bit too, because Florida Panthers can win a game and it go over 5.5, right? So you're just banking on the fact it's going to be a little bit more wide open of a game. And also you got, at least this morning, it was plus 105 for that over 5.5. So I kind of went and attacked that game this way. Don't really have to worry about a side, just need the goals to come in.
Yeah, hopefully that lamp is lit. You can get plus 110 on the 5.5. Good reasoning, because you already have in pocket the Panthers for the series. Like it. Okay, let's jump into some baseball. You've been hot, obviously. You're going to lay the 1.5 with the D-backs plus money versus the Angels.
Yeah, and look, if you follow me, you kind of have seen a trend where I will do this with the Angels when certain pitchers are on the mound. And look, when the Angels lose, they usually lose by more than one, and it's usually because their starting pitching is just terrible. And tonight, Griffin Canning on the mound, look, he's not having a great season. He's not all that reliable of a pitcher. He's on the road against Arizona, a team that I've said on the show two or three times now, guys, Arizona's got to start playing better. They're just not doing all that well, and they haven't followed up that great season last year with much here. However, I do think they're going to get to Canning tonight. I do think they're going to get a lot of runs, and I think they can cover. And the biggest thing for me was the plus money price again on this one. I'm not going to lay a 1.5 against the Angels if you're getting like a minus 120 or something like that. I'm not going to do that. But when you can get a plus money price and you can play against, you know, a guy like Sandoval or tonight Griffin Canning, I'm always going to do it, because it just feels like, look, I think Arizona's going to get 5 or 6 runs off the starter. And if they do, this Angels lineup, it's not awful, but it's not great. And I think Arizona will be able to hold them down enough to get the W.
Lay a 1.5 plus 110. Red Sox Phillies under 4.5 first five.
Yeah, and this is just a very logical one here with Nola and Houck on the mound. Nola for Philly should be able to shut down the Red Sox. It's the weirdest thing. Second year in a row, the Red Sox just don't play well at home. And if you've ever been to Fenway, it's like, how can you not play well at Fenway? It's unbelievable, right? But they're 15-19 at home. They really haven't hit a whole lot this year, no matter where they're at. So I think Nola shuts them down. But Houck, on the other hand, for Boston, I think the liability with this bet, you know, Philly's offense is very good, but I think Houck will be able to slow them down enough. Didn't want to play the full game, didn't want to get the bullpens involved. That's kind of a Samich angle there, but I thought these two starters, 5 innings, under 4.5, I thought it made a lot of sense.
Well, Dustin, you and I might say Fenway, but Aaron Halterman says Fenway. Listen, go get some electrolytes, get Heather some Gatorade. It seems like you're feeling better. Is that fair?
Yeah. No, I feel great. Tuesday, about Wednesday, actually, I felt better.
Still handed out winners, even through the fog, like Justify in the Preakness. Give our best to Heather, racingdudes.com, Dudes Who Bet Sports. Let's get some winners. Thank you, Mr. Halterman.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you very much. We've got a couple of surprises on the other side. Plus, we've got our plays and family vid, Sharp Money, presented by Zen.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Okay, DraftKings NBA official betting partners. You can bet the finals coming up tomorrow night. Of course, bet $5, get $150 instantly at DraftKings, but you have to use the promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Sharp Money, Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. We got a ton to do over the next 10 minutes. So let's start by opening up our Sharp Money family plays. Okay, we've got three for you, so get ready. We've got soccer, We've got the Roof Dog. We've got Stuart Durst. So we've got baseball, hockey, and soccer. We're going to start our family vids here with that freak. Well, I shouldn't call freak.
Yeah.
Let's say hipster in Brooklyn betting the Euros. Here's Andy the Plug with a Sharp Money family play.
Sharp Money family play.
What is up, Sharp Money? Euro 2024 kicks off on Friday. Here's some of my favorite bets for the opening weekend. Let's talk about the host. They're taking on Scotland. I got a four-leg parlay at plus 135. Germany money line, over 1.5 goals, 20 or more shots in the game, and over 7.5 corners. Then we're going to Saturday. Hungary versus Switzerland. Spain versus Croatia are the two games I'm betting on. Same bet, same price. And it's both teams to score at minus 108. Hungary and Switzerland trying to make a name for themselves this tournament. And Spain and Croatia, that's the two biggest teams in their groups facing off. I think there's going to be goals. Jumping to Poland and the Netherlands. I have a future on Poland to be the lowest scoring team in the tournament at plus 900. I think they'll struggle. Their team total under half a goal in this game against a tough Netherlands team is plus 112. Jumping to Serbia versus England, you're betting favorites. I think we're going to see a bunch of goals in this. I wouldn't be surprised if Serbia get on the score sheet. So over 2.5 goals at minus 112, great price for a very attacking friendly England team. You could take that up to over 3. Both teams are scoring over 2.5 plus 140 is really juicy.
That is my guy. That's my spirit animal. The Plug. Just betting Euros, throwing together four teamers. Now, you couldn't catch all that.
They're on the website.
You can get it all over at VSiN.com/picks, and he's a good soccer bettor.
They're all on the website. He gets creative, and hence his podcast is called the Plus Money Podcast. He's chasing those plus prices as much as possible.
Great job, Andy the Plug. Appreciate your effort. Who's next?
The Roof Dog, Chris Ruffalo, hey. My guy, our guy, Canada's guy. And Canada has a big Stanley Cup matchup tonight with Edmonton at home.
That's true.
taking on the Panthers. Yeah, you wondered how I was going to get there. You were nervous. I saw it on your face. You were concerned. Where is he going with this? He's just meandering about. Is he going to get to Ruffalo? I'm going to get there. Don't worry. PickDogs.com is where he exists in his main job, but also a member of the family. And here is his Sharp Money family play for today.
What's up, Sharp Money? It's your buddy Chris Ruffalo from PickDogs.com. Here with a pick for tonight's NHL Stanley Cup Finals action. We're going with the Florida Panthers on the money line at plus 115. The Edmonton Oilers, they've been a much stronger team at home in the regular season, in the postseason. But the thing for me here is I know the Florida Panthers, you know, they've got into Edmonton late because they had issues with their flight. There's this whole Alexander Barkov injury and then the whole on-ice incident. But I'm not hearing any of it. The Edmonton Oilers, whenever they take the ice, are going to have the best players on the ice in Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. The problem is that I think that the Florida Panthers are just the deeper team outside of those guys, from the forward lines to the defensive pairings, and especially in goal. The Florida Panthers, for me, are just the better team. And we've seen the Florida Panthers punch the Oilers in the mouth in the first two games of this series. And now, with that sucker punch from Leon Draisaitl and not getting suspension, I think the Panthers are going to come out for blood here. You never want to see a team go down 3-0, especially in a cup final, but I don't think the Panthers are going to give the Oilers much of a choice here. I'm taking the Panthers on the money line.
Love it. Let's go, Roof Dog. Pick Dogs. You can find the Roof Dog. He thirsty. Stuart Durst is a new addition to the family. He does an awesome job. This kid's so sharp. There's something about him. He knows what he's doing. Monotone football with one L. And here's our buddy Stuart Durst with the family play.
What's up, Sharp Money family? My name is Stuart Durst at Monotone Football. And today's best bet is Pete Alonso, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs, minus 120. We're also playing the home run sprinkle at plus 425. Because despite the fact that he's over the hits, runs, RBIs in 9 of his last 11 games, the power isn't quite surging. But in last games, he had 3 balls batted at over 100 miles an hour. We know he's putting pressure. It's just not yet resulting in the homers. And we couldn't have a better matchup on the other side. Munoz, only 19 innings pitched so far, 8 homers, including 6 over his last 2 starts. One of the best possible matchups we could get for power in the league. And a guy like Alonso, who's hidden in the middle of a lineup that's actually doing a little bit better than we would have expected so far this season. So I don't normally love trusting the Mets, but I think this is a great place for the Polar Bear to get his power back.
Monotone Football, make sure you give him a follow. 1L on football. He does a great job. I'll give you free plays there, too. Pete Alonso, 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. Okay, so couple of things. We got plenty of time here. And I'm proud of the family. We've really got a good crew that's giving out picks daily on the show. So good job, Dustin, coordinating and everybody getting the plays in. I do appreciate the hard work. Yesterday got a little awkward during the break when all I said was, Taylor Rooks, am I right, big guy? And he screamed at me, said he discovered her, basically said he gave birth to her. And that's when I got to thinking. Dustin, and you can even ask his Brazilian trainer, he literally falls in love with anybody that has a pulse.
Yes.
If you're a female, specifically if you're famous, but if you just happen to be breathing, he'll tell you, hottest girl he's ever met, hottest. The Brazilian trainer, who is a donk, is he can't stand Dustin anymore because every girl he sees at the gym, he's like, oh, that's the hottest girl I've ever seen. Have I told any lies yet?
It's all true.
So I haven't told any lies.
No, it's all, look, it's all.
Well, before you get into it, hold on. So this is earlier today. Dustin goes, hey Patrick, Jalen Brunson just had our dream. And I said, what's that? And he said he was interviewed by Taylor Rooks. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to top a dome piece, come up with, I don't know, 5-6 girls that Dustin has told me, hottest girl that's ever lived, and I'll give you the list right now. So we start with Taylor Rooks, okay? We then move on, and seriously, he's laughing because he knows. And, you know, he's got the loves. He's got the bartenders over there. But wait till you hear this list.
Okay, keep going.
Taylor Rooks.
Yes.
Number two is the crazy plane lady. Said she's the hottest girl he's ever seen. Told me that literally on the phone. I'm not weaponizing. The crazy plane lady.
Yeah, she's got a vibe, too. I dig her.
What's
energy.
Her name?
I don't think anyone knows her name.
Crazy plane lady. Okay, that's the hottest girl he's ever seen.
Yeah.
The next one, speaking of Roof Dog, Dustin went to a dungy strip club with Ruffalo, told me the next day he met a Cuban stripper that was, swear to God, hottest girl he's ever seen. Where is the lie?
Her name was Candy, and she was.
Next one is fascinating. Dustin says Nipsey Hussle's wife is the hottest girl he's ever seen.
Oh, Lauren London. Lauren London is like my number one celebrity crush.
I thought Taylor Rooks was.
She's not a celebrity. She's a media personality. It's two different things.
Okay. So I'm not lying about RIP Nipsey Hussle's wife also being the hottest girl you've ever seen.
Lauren London. Thank you.
And then finally, this one's just a group of girls. Every girl that covers any pro team. Lauren Jabra. I could give every girl that has a microphone.
Sierra Santos,
that covers,
who I'm looking at right now on MLB Network. There's a lot.
Covers a baseball, a hockey team, basketball team.
There's a lot.
If you do that, Dustin will say you're the hottest girl that's ever lived.
Yeah. But also, very respectful because I never interact with you because I know better.
And then finally, Sydney Sweeney. Hottest girl you've ever seen.
I mean, look, you're going to argue that one?
No, that's not my argument. My argument is Taylor Rooks, Sydney Sweeney, Cuban stripper, look, Nipsey Hussle's ex-wife, but he's dead. Every girl that covers any team, and the crazy plane lady. That was just top of dome piece.
Okay, but this is like the NCAA tournament. There's different regions. There's broadcasters. There's beat reporters. There's actresses. There's musicians. There's strippers. There's adult film stars. Everyone is in their own region, and then we can maybe whittle this down to like the final four here.
Well, don't worry. I'll come up with 10 more for tomorrow. The great Stephen Bond, who's on to bigger and better things, says the plain lady he's checking in is Tiffany Gomez.
Yeah. That's
so Tiffany Gomez, Sydney Sweeney, Taylor Rooks, Cuban stripper, Nipsey Hussle's wife, and every girl that covers a team. I didn't lie. Let's go ahead and show one of the pictures that didn't make the cut from Legacy Club.
I don't love that.
And this is the big guy
with
a stogie in his mouth.
Do the next one. That's me smiling, which I hated. Do the next one. Let's just roll through these.
That is a big smile.
That was the other blue steel that almost made the cut.
No, that's looking off to the left, not even looking at the camera?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's supposed to be candid.
That's right. I know that's right. Good job, Larry. I know that's right. What a show. The Cuban stripper made the cut. Hottest girl he's ever seen. $2 cover charge. See you tomorrow.